Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2868. Your procrastination is killing your motivation. How to stop procrastinating, by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. I'm going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Your procrastination is killing your motivation. How to stop procrastinating, by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. Procrastination is a common problem that many people face on a daily basis. It can be difficult to overcome, but learning how to do so is essential for achieving your goals and finding success in your day-to-day life. Whether it's putting off important tasks until the last minute or continuously delaying the pursuit of your dreams, procrastination can hold you back from reaching your full potential. In this article, we'll explore the causes of procrastination and provide practical tips and strategies for overcoming it so that you can become more productive, focused, and successful in all aspects of your life. Procrastination can make you feel like you're constantly struggling to get things done. So if you've ever felt this way, then this post is for you. Let's dive into some of the main reasons people procrastinate and how to overcome them. Here are some examples of how other people have overcome their own procrastination issues so that we can learn from their experiences and apply them in our own lives. Reason number one, fear of failure. One of the main reasons people procrastinate is because they're afraid of failing. They're worried about what other people will think if they don't complete a project on time or if their work isn't up to par, so they put it off until the last minute and then rush through it in order to get it done. And if this sounds like something you've done before, try thinking about your goals differently. What would happen if you actually failed? Would your life be over? And probably not. If anything, failure can be an important part of learning how to do something better next time around. And even though there are definitely times when we want our work to be perfect right away, like when applying for jobs, most things aren't worth getting stressed out over too much anyway. Reason number two, perfectionism. Perfectionism is the belief that you have to be perfect in order for your work to be good enough. This can lead to procrastination because if you're not sure that something is perfect, then it's easier to keep working on it rather than risk putting out something subpar. To combat perfectionism, try these strategies. Set a deadline and stick to it. If you know when something needs to be done by, then there will be less pressure on yourself since there's no room for procrastination. And don't compare yourself with others or even yourself. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. Comparing yourself with others will only make things worse because then you'll feel like an inferior writer, artist, etc., which will only lead back into self-doubt about whether or not what you're doing is good enough, and thus more time spent procrastinating instead of actually getting anything done. Reason number three, lack of interest. If you're not interested in the task at hand, it's going to be hard for you to get started on it and stay motivated throughout the process. If this sounds like something that applies to your situation, don't worry. There are ways around this problem. One way is by making sure that your work has some kind of meaning for you. For example, if a writer has been assigned an essay about how much he hates writing essays, which would be pretty funny, then he might find himself less inclined than usual toward actually sitting down and getting started on his assignment. However, if instead of being given an essay topic like why I hate writing essays, our friend were told, write about why people should care about climate change, then suddenly things might seem more interesting and thus less likely for him or her to procrastinate on their homework assignment. Reason number four, too much choice. You might be asking yourself, how can there be too much choice? It's true that having options is a good thing and that more options lead to better decisions, but when it comes to procrastination, this can get out of hand very quickly. Too many choices means you'll have trouble deciding which one is right for you, and then even more trouble getting started on any one of them. If your task involves making a decision, like which college major or career path, then this problem may not apply as much. However, if it involves actually doing something, like writing an essay, then too many options will hinder your ability to start working on anything at all. And reason number five, overwhelming tasks. When you have a lot of work to do, it can be difficult to get started on any of it. You may feel like there's no point in starting at all because you'll never be able to complete everything before the deadline. And this is where procrastination comes in handy. If you find yourself facing an overwhelming number of tasks, try breaking down each task into smaller chunks so they don't seem so daunting. Then set aside time every day or week, depending on how much time you have, for working on these smaller chunks until they're finished. Once one chunk has been completed and checked off your list, move on to another one until all the pieces are done. Techniques and habits to overcome procrastination. Make a to-do list. A to-do list can help you get organized and keep track of what needs to be done. It's also a good way to make sure that you're not forgetting anything. Break down large tasks into smaller ones. If there are big projects looming in front of you, break them down into smaller tasks so they don't seem so overwhelming. This will make it easier for you to start working on them right away instead of procrastinating because the whole thing seems too daunting at once. And set deadlines. Don't wait until the last minute before starting something. Set up deadlines for yourself beforehand so there's no chance for procrastination later on in the process. Technique one, set goals. Write down your goals and how you'll achieve them, and then review them daily. This will help you stay motivated, as well as remind yourself of what needs to be done in order for you to reach those goals. Technique number two, break tasks into chunks. Breaking tasks into chunks can help with procrastination. This is because when you have a large task to complete, it can feel overwhelming and difficult to get started on. Breaking this large task into smaller pieces will make it easier for you to start working on it. For example, if your goal is to write an essay, rather than focusing on writing the entire essay at once, which may seem impossible, focus on just writing one paragraph or two paragraphs at first. This way you'll get started right away instead of putting off starting until later in the day or even tomorrow. And technique number three, reward yourself. This is a great way to reinforce good behavior and make it easier for you to stick with your goals. Set up a reward system that works for you, whether that means buying yourself something small or giving yourself something bigger, like time off from work or school. Final thoughts. The main reasons people procrastinate and how to overcome it, they don't know what they want. If you don't know what your goal is, then how can you achieve it? You need a clear vision of where you want to go and how long it'll take for you to get there. And they lack motivation. Motivation comes from within yourself, so if there's no internal drive or purpose driving your actions, then chances are good that procrastination will ensue as a result. And last, they feel overwhelmed by the task at hand and don't know where or how they should start working on their project or task or goal or whatever. This is often caused by having too many things going on at once. So take some time off from other activities in order to not only give yourself space, but also because doing so will help refocus energy back onto whatever task needs completing now. You just listened to the post titled, Your Procrastination is Killing Your Motivation, How to Stop Procrastinating by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. Thank you to the NeuroGym team. One thing that we can't ignore is that for some, and definitely not everyone, a chemical imbalance in the brain can lead to a lack of motivation and procrastination. So in super severe cases, it could be good to talk to a doctor and see what they think. But in any case, these are good steps and recommendations to try. For me, reason 3 was my personal biggest issue, I think. If it's something I'm not really interested in doing in the first place, then I tend to wait because I'd rather do something more enjoyable or rewarding in the moment. It's not a great way to go about things, but it's how I always was for as long as I can remember. For me, breaking it into chunks and doing something like the 10-minute rule where I only commit to spending 10 minutes on it can help. And same with rewarding myself. If I get that dessert or little reward for accomplishing something that I didn't really want to do but was necessary or good for me, then I'm more likely to do better the next time. But you have to figure out what motivates you the most and stick with it. Consistency is key. So stay consistent. Thank you for consistently being here with me. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.